I'm the computer man. I'm the Macintosh man with the virus scan. Moving your files.
All right, and we've got the computer men, Dennis and Mike, both from the Oak Brook, the Cass Avenue Westmont store. Why would I say that? I'm in there every couple of weeks or so.
It's close enough.
Good to have you aboard. Our phone number, which is also our means to get us a text message, is 312-981-7200. We were chatting in the, you know, that's the green room we were in?
Oh, is it?
It's not green, but it is the green room.
Oh, yeah?
We were talking about storage, backup storage capacity, and it's now off the charts amazing. Give us the update. What is the state of art in terms of hard drive and flash drive storage that people can take advantage of these days?
I believe the current capacity drive that we're hitting right now is 8 terabytes. And 8 terabytes is a lot of information.
Help me visualize.
That's thousands and thousands and thousands, I can't say it enough, potentially millions of music files, pictures, documents with ease. And you know, if you
want to
step
it up, how many Blu-ray movies would
fit? If you want to step it up, that is definitely hundreds of Blu-ray movies right there. So it's going to come down to, you know, how much quality you have, but even at the highest quality settings, you're going to have a library that's going to extend easily for a couple of years.
Is it smart for everybody, Dennis, to want to store stuff on an attachment to their computer, or should we be getting more comfortable with the cloud storage, those kinds of backup services?
Well, if it's really important to you, I really highly recommend that you save your data on multiple devices, whether you have it on the cloud, have it on your computer, everywhere.
And this is the come clean part of the interview where you guys admit that you don't always do what you say people should be doing. In terms of backup,
I do it with anything very important to me. I definitely do.
I have my stuff, yeah, more in one place. Stuff that's pretty critical to me. So yeah. I like to think that I'm still kind of old school, where I do my own copies of information. I haven't quite left it up to automation just yet, but it's there and it's backed up.
All right, flash drive versus hard drive. One, the hard is a machine. It's mechanical. It's a spinning series of plates. Flash drive, no moving parts. Advantages, disadvantages of each.
I would say the disadvantage of a mechanical hard drive is that the failure rate is it could be very high, because it's very delicate piece. It's a very delicate piece of equipment. So
spinning at a very high rate,
yes,
of RPMs.
Yeah, and if it takes a bump or shock by falling, it could damage the device.
Definitely. Okay. So the flash drive is going to be much more durable in terms of survivability, especially when it comes to harsher environments. Just the idea behind it alone, being electronic, no moving parts, it's going to almost ensure that it's going to have a longer, much more filling life than an actual drive itself. So the capacity isn't quite there yet. 1 terabyte is definitely available to consumers nowadays. I believe there's more than that. I actually haven't checked out what they top out at, but the price is a little bit on the higher end for flash media versus mechanical, and that's just because they're still improving the technology and making it
better. And you two guys told me that if there is a crash, and it does happen on flash drive, the data is much more easily retrieved on a hard drive that crashes.
Absolutely.
That is correct. Because they have their mechanical nature, they can be physically disassembled if necessary and actually have information pulled off of it. And that's why they fail, because of certain physical aspects of
it. So here's the perfect scenario. Let me guess. You have a backup system. You've got three sources of backup. One is a service that you pay for that's on, they say, the cloud, somebody else's service. Another is a external hard drive, and a third is an external flash drive. Is that the best possible solution for backup?
That would be a really good combination. That's definitely spreading out your value there in terms of your most critical information in more than one place. And that sounds fantastic, Bill.
Yes, if you have something very important, make sure you have it in at least three locations, separate locations. So if you have your data on your computer right now and it's something that's going to bring you to tears if you lose it, make sure you have extra copies.
Or there's always Micro Center where you can go with tears in your eyes pleading to help fix the memory that crashed.
We will be more than happy to help.
You do it all the
Absolutely.
Time, right? Yeah. Well, let's show you how we do it here on WGN during the Bill Mahler Show. We take calls. And our two experts from Micro Center help answer those calls. And Mary, you're first up with a question. Go ahead. You are on WGN.
Yeah, I have a question. It's actually my mother's computer. It's a desktop. And when you go to turn it on, it powers up for about a minute and a half, and like it's going to go on the internet, and it flashes, like everything comes on the screen, and before I can even touch any button, it just goes dead. And I know, I don't think it's ever been backed up, and I know her one email address has over 150,000 emails, and her other one has like 40 or 50,000.
So the computer powers off, so it turns off as soon as you turn it on?
Right. It'll flash up, you know, like it's going to go on the internet, and then it stops. And
okay.
I had AT&T here, and he said something about like the power, the electricity going to
and,
it or something.
Yeah, and with the power, that might be the thing. It may be your power supply. It might be going out, or it might be overheating. So if you have it on the floor or something like that, it can pick up a lot of dust and not get the proper ventilation. So that could cause the unit to turn off. But I would definitely get it cleaned out and go from there.
So I can't back it up or nothing with it. You think just cleaning it out will do
Given that you're having such a short time frame to actually interact with the machine, backing up would be difficult under a normal circumstance. So something like that might almost require the drive being pulled out to have data retrieved. But if you're looking to potentially rectify the actual issue you're having with the system, cleaning it out might be a good first step. Dennis is definitely on the right track. It sounds like potentially overheating as the system turns on. You know, it's cold and it's okay, but as it reaches a certain temperature, things are going to act weird. So there may be much more to it than that. A technician's hands is definitely going to be needed to make the final say in what's going on with that thing.
Do you have somebody you recommend?
Us.
Yes, I recommend Micro Center, actually.
Yeah, where do you live, Mary?
In Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Okay, well, there's a downtown one on North Elston near Diversity. Then there's the Westmont one, Cass and Ogden. So I'll be talking about that in a second and how to find the store, or you just go online to microcenter.com, and then you can get your answer there.
We could definitely help out with both those issues in either situation.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I had a stroke a little while ago, and, you know, on computers now, I'm just, like, lost half of it. So
we'll be there to help.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, Mary, thank you so much. 312-981-7200 to ask or text us your question vis-a-vis computers. The Bill Mahler Show here on 720 WGN Chicago. Yeah, I know, a little late, but I wasn't on the air last week, and I couldn't find this the week before, and I think it's just so fun. Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, Bob Ferguson, our crack engineer, recorded this about a month ago. Isn't that cute? Clarinet. They say the clarinet is the instrument that most resembles the human voice. Back with Dennis and Mike, our two Micro Center tech guys. Let's do some quick things here. One caller from 813, which is Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening, unless you moved here and just still have your same cell phone. What is a flash drive? Give us the thumbnail explanation.
A flash drive is typically in reference to like a thumb drive or a USB drive. And the idea of flash comes from the type of media that's inside, which is a chip. And that kind of falls in line with solid-state drives. They can kind of be referred to as the same thing. But most commonly, that means a USB thumb drive.
Yeah, instead of your data being saved on a device with moving parts, your data saved on a printed circuit board. It's on an actual chip, and it stores it writes data to that.
Yeah, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
These are not big things like a hard drive.
And they're very light.
That's why they call them a thumb drive. It looks like a flattened thumb. Do you know of any classes, ask 773, that'll teach you how to use a tablet? Now, I know you guys have classes, but there's a schedule that they're on, and I don't know about per se.
There's a rotation. They indicate that on our website and what's coming up. I don't know of any offhand. I'm not sure if there's going to be any, you know, colleges that offer that type of course. Typically, they're more for like systems and computer systems and Macs, but I can't think of any offhand. You might almost have to make an investment in you know, some analog media like a book or something.
Yeah, get a book or actually just dive in and get one and kind of play around with it.
Here's a student from 708 who uses CD-DVD for archiving documents and files. That's the old school.
It's getting there. There's a lot of systems nowadays that do not have a optical drive and or DVD/CD drive. So that is still a good way to store things. Those are not good forever, though.
When you say you should clean out your system, that includes also vacuuming, this person asks, all the dust that builds up in your your tower.
Yes. If you do your vacuuming with your system, per se, make sure you only do the fans. Try to not have that on the circuit board. It can cause...
Really?
Yeah, because you can get...
How about compressed air on the circuit
compressed
board?
Compressed air is good, but you don't want to...
Except it makes a big cloud of... dust in your room.
Yeah, typically you want to move the system out of, you know, whatever confined location it is in, if it is in one.
All right, let's see how many calls we can get through quickly. Time's running fast. Let's talk to Paul. Hi, Paul. You're on WGN. What's your problem?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
External hard drive fell about a foot to the ground, and it powers up. Computer does not recognize it, and I hear the dastardly clicking on the inside of it.
Yeah, also known as the click of death. Yeah. Sadly, with that, if you're going to try to get data off of it, you may get lucky to be able to have it recognized, but I would bring it in. We do have means of potentially getting data off of it, or if need be, we can ship it off for data recovery.
I'll give you a call and get pricing later. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. Hi, Bill. You're on WGN. The problem is what?
Oh, I've got a couple of issues. One, I've got a Gateway A6 processor. Mini desktop, you know, those small formats with smaller internal power supply. And I have a problem with occasional, when I'm watching some YouTube videos or something, I'll get a video crash, video system crash. It tells me it's a video system that's crashed, which I assume is a failure to function of the GPU on the A6 chip, right?
Well, it can definitely be one or the other in this sort of situation, and that's something that would require a little bit of a diagnosis. It could be a hardware issue, something with the chip itself is not functioning properly, or even software, something in the actual information, you know, your drivers in your codecs isn't decoding something correctly, and it's ending up with an error and crashing. So it can follow in either direction at this point. One thing you might be able to try is, kind of like we mentioned earlier, if your system is overheating, you can get video crashes, so dusting out the system. But in addition to that, you know, check to make sure your drivers are up to date, your codecs are up to date. And
your what?
Your codecs. There's specific types of files that will decrypt and decode video formats and make your system so they can read them.
Bill, does that help?
Well, yeah. Also, there's a it's I know it's not getting hot, but also I have an Asus Q200E that's I've got a problem with. Not too long ago I updated to Windows 8.1. It's a touchscreen, of course, and I used to, that got rid of my inability to control the typing cursor.
Uh-oh.
But I also have a lot of problems with pop-ups in all browsers.
Gotcha. So there's a possibility that you got maybe a little bit of infection, but that's something that we'll have to see in person really to make that call.
Really?
You know, Malwarebytes is always good for keeping systems like that and those types of situations clean, and just making sure you got a good antivirus like NAT32.
Well, I use Microsoft Security Essentials, or I guess I forget what the Windows 8 name for it is.
Yeah, it's definitely better than nothing, but you know, I can't always stress enough, maybe investing a little bit of money with something that is a good security software, you know, might be able to give you a little bit of an extra hand in those types of situations. So that's my suggestion. Otherwise, if you want to stop on in, we could take a look at it.
There you go, Bill. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Let's mention at this time that any listener of this show who walks into one of the two Micro Center stores in Chicagoland on Elston or Ogden, you can get at half price Malwarebytes, which you just recommended, and also the ESET NOD 32. Funky, crazy name, but it's award-winning, and it's great. You can get it at half price. Just mention my name. My name is what, guys?
Bill Mahler.
The hesitation.
I was waiting for Dennis.
Bill Mahler or WGN
silent.
Radio.
Yes.
By the way, here's a little attaboy here. I'm working with Micro Center now due to a crashed hard drive. Thanks. You are absolutely fabulous. So, I mean, that's it. People walk in. I bet they literally walk in with tears.
It's happened on occasion. It's unfortunate. We're kind of on the bad end of, you know, trying to salvage already, you know, low situations.
Men and women. A guy told me that his wife would kill him if we don't get the stuff off his drive.
So. Did you save that marriage? Did you save that life?
I believe I did.
Well, what a hero. Hi, Susan. You're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi. Recently, I got a red light going on, orange light going on an Inspiron. It's a couple years old. It's a Dell computer. So I went to Radio Shack, and I bought a power cord that's compatible. And now it's not charging the battery because on the utility board, it said that it's the adapter is unknown. So I called Dell. Dell told me if I keep using it the way it is, it'll ruin the motherboard. But then when I called back to buy something, the guy said, how many watts is the power cord? And I told him, and he said it won't damage the computer. So it's still not charging the battery. So I want to know. But I am getting the internet, and everything is fine now. So if the battery is low, is it still okay, or will it damage a computer?
With the battery being low, no, that won't really damage your computer. If your computer is not getting the adequate power, then right, that can cause issues. I would really highly recommend getting the adapter that was built for that unit than to go with a universal. It would be a good money investment to put the extra dollars on getting
and
that.
And that's like how she has to deal with Dell. That you right, can't go even to Micro Center and
no,
get that.
Actually, I was going to say, I think we have a few Dell adapters.
Yes, we do have some manufacturing, like okay, Apple, things like that. But
so we could, yeah, we could definitely help out with that. The gentleman might have been referring to the actual battery being dead. If that stays too dead for too long, it can cause some damage to the actual battery itself.
Right.
But with the proper wattage, you should be okay for the time being.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Quick question about recommendation for antivirus and malware protection for a Mac. MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro? Well, what I would really recommend is to go with the ESET NOT 32 security.
Do they have one for Mac?
We do have one for Mac. That actually does a very good job. And from what I've seen before and reviews and things with that, I've seen that it's done pretty well.
What about malware?
With malware, it actually has malware protection built into the ESET. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Oh, for the Mac, you mean?
For the Mac.
Oh, okay. Not mine. PCs.
For the PC, it does too, but it's just a very, very basic protection. So it's good to tag team that with Malwarebytes. That's why.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there isn't a dedicated Mac version of Malwarebytes for the Mac just yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Who's here next week, you know?
That's up in the air. It'll be a surprise.
Oh, yes. Really? I know everybody's beating down the door to come down to the city on slushy, wintry days like this. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
That's Dennis and Mike. Happy New Year to you as well. They are the Micro Center guys, becoming regulars.